Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Welcome back inside the Lee's Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada. The Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-2 against the Henderson Silver Knights. Just their fourth time against Henderson on the road, and they didn't have a ton of shots. They finished the night with 23 total, but they put 5 past Akira Schmid, including 2 off the stick of rookie defenseman Luca Cagnoni, who's riding now a 3-game goal streak, 4 goals during that stretch. The Barracuda mustered in the first period. They mustered just 6 shots, but on their third shot of the game, the aforementioned Cagnoni would get things started for the Barracuda to give San Jose a 1-0 lead. Henderson is won by Podorolski up high to the point. Cardwell, right side wall, down low for Graf. Quick shot, Cagnoni, he scores! A 1 faceoff draw, the puck cycled around, it's onto the stick of Cagnoni. This kid looks beyond his years at just 19 years of age, continues to grow his confidence, continues to be productive for this team in the early stages of his first pro season. Time of the open goal at 15:57. Colin Graf just getting started. Would turn out to be a career night for him. Primary assist on the goal, Ethan Cardwell picks up the secondary assist. So the Barracuda up 1-0 on just their third shot of the game. They'd muster, as we mentioned, just 6 in the first period, but they were not done offensively. With 9 seconds remaining in the opening period, Colin Graf once again would spark the offense as he'd strip the puck away from a Knight behind the net and find Andrew Podorolski in the low slot, and he'd rip it home for his first in a Barracuda sweater. Pivots the puck along for Podorolski, scanning the surface, back for Cardwell, return to Podorolski, pulls it in, up top for Schultz, right wing side Furlong, and then Furlong healed the pass for the Barracuda to recover the puck. Good play by Graf, in front, Podorolski, he scores! What a play by Colin Graf. He strips the puck away, centers it in front for Andrew Podorolski, and Podorolski has his first in a Barracuda sweater, and it comes with 9. In the first, each team had a power play opportunity, but came up empty. In fact, Henderson had 2 of them and were unable to score. So the Barracuda, after a period, 21-for-21 to start the year on the penalty kill. And they were up 2-0 after a period of play. In the second, they'd go on to the power play on a couple of different occasions. But on their third attempt of the game, they would finally break through. A point shot from Joey Keane is tipped through by Scott Sabourin, who now has goals in back-to-back games. Colin Graf got the secondary assist, his third assist of the game. Barracuda at the time up 3-0. Long Cardwell, shimmy to the point, now near side for Graf. Graf will pull it in off the near side wall. Back to the point for Keane. Keane returns for Graf. For Keane, collected off the inside of the skate, shot on net, tip through, they score! Scott Sabourin, I believe, got his stick on it. He's got goals in back-to-back games. It's a power play goal, just 2 ticks remaining on the clock. They're going to have a discussion on whether this was...
It was Sabourin, his second of the year. Joey Keane and Colin Graf pick up the assist. Time of the power play goal at 9:14. Barracuda now with power play goals in 4 of their first 5 games to start the year. Henderson would answer back about 3 minutes later at 12:10, a beautiful point shot from Dyson Mayo. That would end the shutout streak for Yaroslav Askarov at 152 minutes and 10 seconds. Mayo's first of the year from Gage Quinney. But 3 minutes after that, the Barracuda were not done, and Luca Cagnoni was not done. He'd clean up a loose puck in the low slot. He'd shovel it home on the backhand for his second of the game, his fourth of the year, to give the Barracuda a 4-1 lead in the second period.
And take it away, Lazinski controls, looking to center, poked to the middle of the ice, and skated out of the zone by Brandon Coe of the Barracuda. Coe for Bailey. Tip back to Coe. Works to the net. Now wraps around. Centers in front for Beeson. Good luck. Follow-up chance. They score! Luca Cagnoni has another one. And it's a 4-1 Barracuda lead.
That really took any error out of the sails that Henderson had left. That was just a nail in the coffin, if you will. Gagnoni Potts' second of the game, his fourth in his last three games. Barracuda take a 4-1 lead heading into the second intermission. At the time, they were getting outshot 19-13 in the game. They had four goals on 13 shots. So we go to the third with the Barracuda by a score of 4-1, and they were not done. At 9:25, Brandon Coe would get beyond everybody, bust in on net, and beat Kira Schmid on the left glove side to give the Barracuda 5-1 lead. Coe's second point of the game, his first goal of the year. Haltman and Hache pick up the helpers as the Barracuda at the time jump out to a 5-1 lead. Last year consecutively. Good chance going straight to the net by Burke. Save made Askarov. And now Hache skips it along. This could be a chance for Coe. He busts in. Coe on the forehand. He scores. Brandon Coe puts it under the left pad of Akira Schmid, and the Barracuda up 5-1. It's Coe's first of the year.
Henderson would get one back later in the period, kind of a miscue by Askarov, and it's potted home by Sapovalov, but it was too little too late for the Henderson Silver Knights, who are now just 1-4 on the season. The Barracuda improve on the year to 4-1. They're up to 8 points on the year after tonight's victory. Askarov, the winning goaltender. Schmid is the loser. He allows 5-on-23, is now 0-3 in his Silver Knights career. Of course, was acquired this summer by the Golden Knights, but the Barracuda got to him early, and they got to him often tonight, again, potting five past Schmid en route to the victory. So an impressive win for the Barracuda. They'll look for the sweep of the Knights on Friday. That is a 11 a.m. puck drop as the Barracuda take on the Knights for the second time over a three-game span. And they'll look for their fifth win all time in this building. Hasn't happened much, but a great way to start the year. 5-2 win on the road for the Barracuda tonight. The first game of a 8-game season series. Congratulations to Braden Hache. He picked up the assist on the goal for Brandon Coe, his first professional point, and this is his third game in the American Hockey League. So the Barracuda get two goals from Cagnoni, three assists from Colin Graff. They get another goal from Scott Sabourin, who's been very productive in his three games so far this year, and they continue to roll as they win their third straight. Did not win three straight all of last year, had not won three straight since February of 2023. Final shots 28-23 in favor of the Barracuda. Could go 3-for-3 on the kill. They are now 22-for-22 to start the year on the penalty kill, and they go 1-for-5 on the men advantage. All right, three stars tonight. Number three star is Dyson Mayo. He scored the opening goal for Henderson, his first of the season. Mayo is our number three star. Finishes with a -2 rating, three shots on net in two penalty minutes. That's what you call a home star there. No question about it. He is the number three star. Number two star, Colin Graff, three assists. Career night, had not recorded multiple points yet, but he continues to provide offense. He has points in all five games this season. He is now leading the team, is Colin Graff, in scoring. He's up to 7 points on the year. Graff, two goals and five assists. He is our number two star. Graff finished the game, three assists, plus one rating, two penalty minutes. Number one star, Luca Cagnoni, the 19-year-old, goals in three straight, two goals tonight, plus two rating, three shots on net, and two penalty minutes for the youngster. Barracuda will skate tomorrow, back on the ice, bright and early. Friday morning, we'll have pregame coverage starting at 10:30. You can listen live on the Sharks Audio Network at sjbarracuda.com and watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Tonight's game length, 2 hours, 25 minutes. 2,701 saw it here at the Lees Family Forum in Henderson. Until Friday night, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for watching or listening, and reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 5 and the Silver Knights 2. Could have won 3 in a row. They're 4-1 to start the year, and they'll look for the 2-game sweep coming up on Friday. Until Friday, we'll say so long and good night from Henderson.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.